Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Developing a Mentor's Heart, to Educate a Generation of Leaders by Tiffany Earle, is a niche leadership education and mentoring guide aimed primarily at parents, homeschool educators, and others who work closely with youth. Positioned within the Raising a Generation of Leaders framework and closely associated with the Leadership Education Mentoring Institute, the book focuses less on conventional classroom instruction and more on the formation of mentors who can guide young people toward maturity, responsibility, and leadership. Its purpose is practical and formative rather than academic. The central concern is how an adult develops the inner posture needed to mentor well, especially during the important shift from general curiosity and love of learning toward more disciplined scholar-level growth. The book also appears to integrate a spiritually grounded view of mentoring, presenting discernment, personal ownership, and intentional relationships as essential tools for helping students grow. In that sense, it speaks to education as character formation and leadership preparation, not merely the transfer of information. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, mentoring as the core of leadership education. A major idea connected to this book is that leadership development begins with mentoring rather than with curriculum alone. Tiffany Earle places the adult guide at the center of the educational process, arguing in effect that a capable mentor can shape how a young person learns to think, act, and assume responsibility. This distinguishes the book from standard teaching manuals that focus mainly on lesson planning or academic benchmarks. The emphasis is on relationship, example, and long-range formation. Within the broader LEMI approach associated with Earle, education is not treated as a neutral transfer of facts, but as preparation for leadership. That means the mentor must see beyond immediate assignments and ask what kind of person the learner is becoming. The book, therefore, appears to frame mentoring as a deliberate act of stewardship. Adults are encouraged to take their influence seriously and to recognize that leadership qualities such as initiative, discipline, communication, and integrity often grow best in close-guided relationships. This concept is especially relevant for families and small learning communities, where mentoring can be direct and consistent. The result is a vision of education in which leadership emerges through intentional guidance, not through passive exposure to information. Secondly, taking ownership of the mentor's role. Another important theme is ownership. Related LEMI materials tie to Tiffany Earle's stress, taking ownership of education and of the mentoring relationship itself. Applied to this book, that idea suggests that effective mentors do not wait for systems, programs, or institutions to do the work for them. Instead, they accept personal responsibility for helping youth progress. This is a demanding view because it shifts attention away from external limitations and toward the adult's willingness to lead, observe, and respond. Such an approach likely appeals strongly to homeschool families and independent educators who already operate outside standard school structures. Ownership in this context does not mean control over every outcome. Rather, it means accepting that the mentor has a real duty to prepare, pay attention, and act intentionally. It also implies that mentoring changes the mentor. To guide others well, adults must cultivate patience, clarity, and consistency in their own lives. This is one reason the book's title emphasizes the mentor's heart. The work is not only about methods, but about inner development. A mentor who takes ownership is not simply managing tasks. That person is building an environment where a young learner can practice responsibility, encounter meaningful challenge, and grow toward leadership with support that is both personal and purposeful. Thirdly, spiritual discernment in the mentoring process. A distinctive feature of the book, as supported by related public material, is its spiritual dimension. Tiffany Earle and the LEMI philosophy refer to spiritual eyes as an important part of successful mentoring. In practical terms, this means the mentor is expected to discern a student's current needs and next developmental step with more than procedural efficiency. The book appears to present mentoring as an act that requires attentiveness to the whole person, including character, motivation, readiness, and direction. This spiritual framework will be meaningful to readers who want education to include moral and faith-shaped formation. It sets the book apart from secular mentoring guides that may focus mainly on coaching techniques or measurable performance goals. At the same time, the likely emphasis is not abstraction but application. Spiritual discernment in this setting seems tied to watching carefully, listening well, and responding in a way that serves genuine growth. The mentor's task is not merely to push achievement but to recognize timing and capacity. For readers sympathetic to spiritually grounded education, this can be a powerful model because it treats mentoring as both practical leadership and personal ministry. For readers seeking a fully secular model, however, this element may feel less transferable, making the book's audience relatively specific and clearly defined. Fourthly, guiding students from love of learning to scholar growth. the transition from love of learning to scholar phase is one of the most recognizable ideas associated with Tiffany Earle and the LEMI framework, and it is central to understanding this book. And the concept points to a developmental shift in which a young person moves from broad curiosity and enjoyment of ideas into more rigorous habits of study, analysis, and expression. Rather than assuming this transition happens automatically with age, the book appears to argue that mentoring is crucial in helping students make that move successfully. This is significant because many educational models either preserve interest without enough rigor or enforce rigor without preserving purpose. The mentoring approach associated with Earle tries to connect the two. The student is challenged to think deeply, communicate clearly, and take increasing responsibility, but within a relational structure that supports growth. Publicly available, LEMI descriptions often connect this phase with learning to think like a scientist, write like an author, speak like an orator, and read with close analysis. Whether or not the book develops each of these in detail, the larger point is clear. Scholar-level education is presented as formation in disciplined habits of mind. The mentor helps the learner cross that threshold by providing encouragement, challenge, and a larger vision of what education is for. Lastly, project-based learning and leadership formation, the book's educational outlook is also linked to project-based scholar learning, a hallmark of the LE model. In this approach, students are not formed only through textbooks or lectures, but through meaningful projects that require research, communication, problem-solving, and sustained effort. These projects are treated as vehicles for both academic and leadership development. That connection matters because it reflects the book's larger belief that leadership is learned through doing, presenting, refining, and persevering. Project-based work asks learners to engage reality rather than simply repeat information. For mentors, this creates a different role. Instead of delivering all knowledge directly, they design conditions in which students can stretch into higher levels of thought and responsibility. This is especially suited to homeschool groups, co-ops, and other flexible settings where adults can guide individual growth over time. The emphasis on projects also supports the book's practical tone. Leadership traits such as initiative, public speaking, accountability, and resilience become visible when students must produce something substantial. In that sense, project-based learning is not an optional technique but a structural expression of the book's main educational philosophy. It allows mentoring to become active, concrete, and developmental, connecting intellectual work with character formation and the preparation of future leaders. In conclusion, developing a mentor's heart will likely be most valuable for parents, homeschool mentors, co-op leaders, and faith-oriented educators who want to think about education as the formation of future leaders rather than the management of schoolwork. Readers looking for a conventional academic manual or a purely secular coaching model may find its focus narrower than expected. But those already interested in leadership education will probably see its strength precisely there. The practical benefit of the book lies in how it reorients the adult role. Instead of asking only what content to teach, it asks how a mentor develops the insight, responsibility, and intentionality needed to guide a young person through meaningful growth. Intellectually, it contributes to ongoing discussions about alternative education, scholar development, and the importance of relational learning. What makes it stand out in its category is its integration of mentoring philosophy, leadership formation, and spiritual discernment within a project-based educational vision. Many books address leadership, and many address homeschooling, but fewer focus specifically on the inner development of the mentor as the key to raising capable young leaders. For readers aligned with its worldview, that combination gives the book a distinctive place among leadership education resources and practical mentoring guides. If you would like to support Tiffany Earle, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.